Good afternoon. My name is Dan Schmutter. I practice in New Jersey and New York. I represent organizations such as the Association of New Jersey Rifle and Pistol Clubs, the New Jersey Second Amendment Society, the National Shooting Sports Foundation, as well as individuals and licensed dealers in these types of cases. I want to tell you today a little bit about a New Jersey case that's going on right now. Most cases, most litigation is, you know, this guy versus that guy, A versus B, Bob versus Fred. This has a special name. It's called In the Matter of the Application for a New Jersey Permit to Carry a Handgun by Richard Pantano. It's a mouthful. We just call it Pantano. It's being handled by a fellow named Evan Knappen, and it deals with the very, very restrictive New Jersey carry law. Now, you may be familiar with, and I think David touched on it a little bit, a matter that's also winding its way through the federal courts, Drake versus Philco, that Alan Gura and David Jensen are handling. I'm personal counsel to the Association of New Jersey Rifle and Pistol Clubs in that case. ANJRPC is one of the plaintiffs, along with SAF and some of the individuals. And Drake versus Philco, you may remember it as Mueller versus Manza at the beginning, and then Mr. Mueller got his permit, and so he dropped out of the case, and then it was called Pizzutowski versus Philco, and I'm very grateful that Mr. Pizzutowski got his permit, because I can't spell the name Pizzutowski. Drake is much easier. And the important difference between those cases is that the Drake case is it's a civil rights challenge to in federal court to the permit law, whereas the Pantano case is basically just an appeal of a permit denial. So it started out as an application for a permit that was denied. It was then appealed, and the denial was upheld, and now the New Jersey Supreme Court is going to hear it. Now, the New Jersey carry law is very similar to the laws in several other states, notably Maryland and New York, in that they severely limit the right to a permit. They require the showing of some special circumstances, some sort of special danger that would justify having the permit, as opposed to being, you know, just an ordinary person who wants to defend themselves. In Maryland, it's called good and substantial reason. In New York, it's called proper cause. In New Jersey, it's called justifiable need. And in New Jersey, justifiable need has a very specific meaning in the law, and it's defined in the law as the urgent necessity for self-protection as evidenced by specific threats or previous attacks which demonstrate a special danger to the applicant's life that cannot be avoided by means other than by issuance of a permit to carry a handgun. Now, you know, the bottom line is that most people can't meet that standard. And what's worse is that courts can't rule around that standard because that's codified in the law. So a court can't even say, well, we think justifiable need means something different. The law requires that courts apply that standard in determining what justifiable need is. So it's very difficult to get around that, really virtually impossible. Now, the appellate court that heard this Pantano case made a very specific finding as to what the meaning of the Heller case is and how the Heller case impacts how they have to treat this law. And it's essentially the same conclusion that the federal court came to in the Drake case. And in fact, they take a quote from the Drake opinion in coming to their conclusion. They say, the language of Justice Scalia's majority opinion deliberately limited the scope of the right recognized to the home. The only problem is that's wrong. That's not what the ruling, that's not what the essence of Heller was. But the problem is a lot of courts are making the same error. And one of the reasons they're doing it, and you heard Alan Gura talk about this, is that there's widespread resistance by courts to accepting the implications of Heller and taking Heller seriously. And so one of the things the courts do, and that's one of the things the court did in Pantano and in Drake, is to confuse or to simply conflate the difference between the holding of a court that is on the law and how the court applies the law to the facts of the case before it. What courts do is that courts resolve disputes, and they have parties that come before them and they ask them for relief. So what Dick Heller did in that case was he asked the court to rule that he had a right to have a handgun in his home. That's what he was looking for. But when you read the Heller decision, and I don't know how many of you have actually read it because it's very long, but I recommend highly that you pull it out and read it. And the reason is because unlike many Supreme Court decisions or court decisions generally, It is not mostly just legalese and jargon. It is a very extensive, interesting disposition on a historical analysis. And if you like that kind of thing, if you're interested in history and philosophy and the analysis and how that affects fundamental rights and historical rights, it's a fascinating read. It's long, but it's very, very interesting. And what the court really did was say that the right to keep and bear arms derives from an ancient right of self-defense, period. Not a right to defend yourself in your home, not a right to defend yourself in a particular place, but the court spends about 56 pages at the beginning of the decision to say that there is a fundamental right of self-defense, and as a result of that, we have a right to keep and bear arms that goes back hundreds of years and was brought forward in the codification of the Second Amendment. Now, what does the court then do? Well, because courts have parties in front of them that are actually seeking relief from the court, they then take that very substantial fundamental right that they determined was the right of self-defense, and they have to apply it to Dick Heller. Well, he asked to have a gun in his home, and so the upshot of the case was that Dick Heller was able to have the right have a pistol in his home. So what courts have now done, and a lot of these courts are doing, is they're saying, well, Heller was about having a gun in your home, without regard to pages and pages of analysis that had nothing to do with whether somebody wanted to have a handgun in their home. All that was the application of the law and the facts. But as you can see, it makes an enormous difference because one court after the next are making this same error, and they're doing it in large measure because of this resistance to the impact of Heller and McDonald. Now, when you compare, for example, the Moore case, where you have an opinion that fully embraces this idea of self-defense and therefore rules that the Illinois law restricting the right to carry was unconstitutional, and you compare that, let's say, to the Drake case, which comes out exactly the other way, you can see how easy it is for a court to take a ruling like that and to sort of hamstring the Heller decision, put it into a small box, and say, well, look, if a case is not about basically what Heller was about, the right to have a handgun in your home, well, then we don't have to deal with Heller. Heller's about something else. This is something outside the home, and therefore we don't think the Second Amendment applies. And when the courts do that one after the next, it makes it much easier for each court to build on the previous court that said that and to pretend that Heller and McDonald didn't happen. So that's one of the things that we expect to deal with in the Pantano case. We expect there to be several friend of the court briefs filed, amicus curiae briefs that are not briefs submitted by the parties but are submitted by outside individuals or entities that wish to have some impact on the court. And so they file written briefs with the court expressing an opinion or a viewpoint of some sort that affects the case. On behalf of the Association of New Jersey Rifle and Pistol Clubs, we're going to be submitting a friend of the court brief sort of highlighting the critical difference between self-defense generally and what the courts are saying is self-defense in the home. It's important that issue be highlighted because, you know, you've heard that there are cases all converging on the Supreme Court from various directions. And it's very likely that's a critical issue that the Supreme Court's going to have to talk about. Whichever case ends up next in front of the Supreme Court, this idea that courts are pretending that Heller is about this very narrow concept of self-defense in the home may very well be something that the court's going to have to deal with. And so briefs are due to be filed next week. We'll be briefing that particular issue on the behalf of the Association of New Jersey Rifle and Pistol Clubs, and we'll see what happens.